What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most of Do Not Brag or Boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from Ghost to Ghost. It's your boy. I'm Chris the Don One, and welcome to another fabulous rendition of I'm Chris the Don One podcast, episode 196. How y'all living? I'm living swell. Please be sure to hit the subscription button on Spotify. Rate, comment, subscribe, share this podcast with your friends, family, and followers. Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You heard me? Do not forget to subscribe to me on Spotify. Once you subscribe to I'm Chris Down One on Spotify, you can listen to I'm Chris Down One on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. Okay, you heard your boy. Now let's get into it. Let's get it crack-a-lackin'. We're going to be talking about the Carly Russell situation. Now, if you are subscribed to I'm Chris Down One on YouTube, I did a quick, thorough video, you know, explaining the Carly Russell situation. But if you've been living under a rock, nevertheless, I'm the best. I'm going to give you guys some details. So basically, in a nutshell, Carly Russell's parents, as well as her brother, took to social media talking about, their daughter, their sister, that she's missing. Now, this is how the story went down. Apparently, Carly Russell was driving down a highway and she saw a baby on the side of the road. She pulled over to check the status, the health status of the baby. And then she called 911. When 911 got there, Carly Russell was nowhere to be found. The baby was nowhere to be found. The only thing that was left at the crime scene was Carly Russell's wig and her smartphone. Now, that smartphone, remember, keep the smartphone in tune to this story, because that smartphone is going to unlock what else happened with this story. Now, when I first heard about it, I'm like, okay, but obviously my Negro senses were tingling, because there was like a lot of things that just did not make sense to this story that they were spewing to us, okay? But nevertheless, Carly Russell was missing. The police, everyone was doing search parties after search parties. Carly Russell's parents begged the kidnappers to return their daughter home safe. This thing was trending on social media. Okay, it was blowing up on social media. And then 48 hours later, Carly Russell appears at her parents' house. Okay, so the authorities, they called the authorities. They went to Carly Russell's parents' house to check on the health status of Carly Russell. The paramedics were there. The police department was there. They was given access as far as to try to figure out Carly Russell's whereabouts, things of that nature. And I'm gonna be honest with you folks, what transpired through those interviews, as well as the smartphone, remember I told you, keep the smartphone in tune to what transpired, okay? So basically, Carly Russell said that her version of the story is basically Carly Russell was, like I said, she was driving down the road. She noticed and spotted a baby alongside the road. She pulled over, and then she said that her captor was a white male with red hair with a bald spot in the back of his head, and grabbed Carly Russell and threw Carly Russell in a truck. Now, Carly Russell said that her captor did not tied her hands together because her captor was in fear that it will leave marks on her arm, which, I thought that was kind of weird she said that, because she was sort of like, giving an explanation, an excuse why her hands were not tied. She did say that she was blindfolded. She also said that she tried to escape numerous times. She heard some lady arguing with him, this alleged white man, in the background. They got her out of, well, he got her out of the SUV. She was placed in this house. She was still blindfolded, but still not tied. And she managed to escape her captors, got walked from wherever she was held at, and managed to walk all the way to her residence, well, to her parents' home. Now, after hearing that story, a lot more questions than answers, okay? A lot more questions than answers. So after, days, weeks of Carly Russell's parents and her brother begging and pleading, social media and the general public audience to help find their daughter, now all of a sudden everyone's clamming up. The parents are asking and begging social media and the general public for their privacy. And basically, the other shoe dropped. And remember when I told you guys that my Negro senses was tingling? Because when I heard this story, initially I was questioning the story because there were just so many holes in the story that I needed answers to. Well, remember that smartphone I told you guys about? Keep that smartphone registered in the back of your membrane. Well, the police department got the FBI involved. The FBI got her smartphone unlocked. And I'm going to tell you something about these government agencies. They got technology that's way advanced to the technology that we have, folks. Okay. The CIA, the FBI, all these government agencies have the capabilities to unlock your phone. Okay. Without your face recognition, without your password, your passcode. Okay. You think your phone is locked. Okay. Just let one of them government agencies grab a hold of your phone. They're going to unlock it and find out what you've been doing on your phone. Well, Carly Russell, when they unlocked her phone, she was Googling a lot of things before her disappearance. One of the things that she Googled was, can you get charged for an Amber Alert? That's kind of odd. Her other Google search was how to steal money from a register without being caught. That was odd as well. But what really if you're not suspicious after those two things I just mentioned, you're really going to be suspicious when the next thing she searched was the movie Taken. Oh, Lord. Holy Jesus Christ. The movie Taken was in her search browser. Liam Neeson was the star in Taken. That was a huge box office success. Now, Liam Neeson was also in a couple of other flops. His biggest flop, to my recollection, is when he tried to play Hannibal on the A-Team. That was a commercial dive of a flop, okay? But nevertheless, we're going to continue with the story. And also, she searched some other adult things. Sound like to me she was on the hub, okay? So for all you guys out there that think that women don't look at Pornhub, think again, all right? So after, after the authorities done their investigation, they took what their findings from their investigation onto the news. They They still, and they basically said that there's holes to her story that need answers to. And when that got out public of their findings, Carly Russell immediately got lawyered up, all right? Carly Russell is not taking any interviews. Carly Russell and her parents are not talking. They are lawyered up. Now, through her own lawyer, a day after the police took to social media and told the public, told the world, and they're being also being denied to further invest, to further ask more questions about Carly Russell, because now she's lawyered up. Now, all of a sudden, Carly Russell, through her lawyer, told the world that it, all the non-believers out there that didn't believe that there was holes in her story, all the pro-activists, the pro-women that was, you know, riding and dying for Carly Russell, you know, all the Carly Russell fans, family members, you know, now she told her lawyer, through her lawyer, that the whole story was made up. Now, there are a lot of stories floating around there. I don't know what to believe. There's one story in particular talk about, allegedly, she did all this so she can be around her boyfriend, which is kind of odd. You know, if you, you know, if you have to work on a certain day and you want to spend time with your boo, why don't you just call out sick, okay? You know, you don't have to tell your parents everything, all right? You're an adult, okay? You might live with your parents, but you're still an adult. That's one story that's floating around. Another story floating around that Carly Russell was seeking attention. She was an attention-seeking whore. Okay, pardon the phrase. A lot of weird stories that we don't know the answers to. But before we get the answers to those stories, we need to get the answers to who, what, when, where, and why. I mean, why would you fabricate such a unbelievable story off the jump, okay? Why, and I'm telling you, will the police department take her to court? I think it's a court matter. She falsified that she was kidnapped. That turned out to be untrue. I think, I think Alabama, the city of Alabama, is embarrassed, and I think they will prosecute Carly Russell. Okay, now since all of this stuff has went down, I don't know, I don't follow her on social media. I don't even know if she got social media presence. A lot of people say that she does, but that's neither here nor there. Ever since all this stuff came out, she done lost her job at the spa. She is, it's looking bad for Carly Russell. I think, the worst of her problems, as far as losing her job and being on, and pretty much being on social media as an attention seeking whore, I think those are the least of her problems. Her biggest problem is the city of is it Arkansas or Alabama? It's one of them backwood type towns. I think the least of her problem, I mean, I think the worst, that's the least of her problem. The worst of her problems is she going to get prosecuted? They're already labeling her the next Jussie Smollett. Okay, somewhere out there, Jussie Smollett is going, I'm glad they're off of me. Now they got somebody else that's out here in these social media streets falsifying, faking the funk with the one hand dunk, all right? But this is looking bad for Carly Russell. I think Carly Russell is, I'm gonna be honest with you folks. I think they're gonna make an example out of her. Because if you don't make an example out of her, you're going to have a bunch of copycats, people copying what she did, thinking that, okay, the worst thing, if I get caught, the worst thing's going to happen is I'm going to get exposed, okay? I'm going to have egg on my face. I'm on social media. I'm going to be popular for the wrong reasons, all right? There are some despicable people out there that don't care about their credibility. They don't care about their image. They don't care about what people think about them. There are a lot of people out there that just want to be, that's chasing the clout and want to be popular, no matter what they have to do. Some people view, you know, losing your credibility, your reputation as a sacrifice, a spiritual sacrifice to be popular on social media. Because the people have the mindset, well, people are going to forget about why you were popular. Okay? And you're going to still remain popular. Okay? So I think this thing is going to look bad for Carly Russell as the person. I think she'll rebound and find her another job. I think, you know, people will still talk about this as long as she stays on social media. But eventually, eventually people are going to forget about it, and they're going to move on to the next thing that they can mock and embarrass. Okay. I think Carly Russell, I don't know her personally. I can only view from afar. I think she needs to seek some type of help, professional help. Because it's obviously she's crying for something other than attention. I think personally, in my humble estimation, like I said, from afar, I think that she didn't think this through. She thought that, you know, people are going to forgive and forget. I don't think she was, her original purpose was to get clout and get attention. I think that was the least of her concerns, okay? But it's looking bad out there. It's looking real spooky for Carly Russell. And, I don't hate Carly Russell. I think hate is such a strong word. I'm not going to ridicule and mock Carly Russell. I'm now ridicule and mock the story of Carly Russell, but I'm not going to embarrass, I'm not going to totally embarrass this lady. I think this lady has some issues. And I think that, there's more to this story than, there's more to the story than meets the eye, all right? But, it is what it is. I think that she's going to seek some professional help. But the first hurdle that she's going to have to jump is how far the city is going to push this. Are they going to take her to trial? Is she going to be charged? Those are the biggest worries if I was Carly Russell than anything else. Okay, so like I said, I don't know this lady from afar. I'm not going to, she's definitely not a victim. She's not even a victim of circumstances. It is what it is. Anywho, guys, tell me what you think. Rate, comment, subscribe. Feel free to share this podcast with your friends, family, as well as your followers. You can listen to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement. But please, 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 can you do your boy a favor? Can you do your boy a solid? Subscribe to me on Spotify, okay? Definitely subscribe to me on Spotify. There's a lot of us that came from the Anchor app family. Spotify purchased Anchor, and now we're all Spotify. A lot of us have to redo the qualifications a second time around. And we, I appreciate you guys if you subscribe to me on Spotify. I really do appreciate it if you guys listen to me on Spotify. But if you like listening to me on other platforms, then feel free. Now these episodes are available on my YouTube channel. I have a secondary YouTube channel called I'm Chris Don One TV. These episodes will premiere every Wednesday morning. Please subscribe to I'm Chris Don One TV. I'm Chris Don One podcast is in the playlist. So guys, I really do appreciate you guys doing that. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. 196 is in the book. Got another spanking new episode coming down in the next couple of days, possibly next week. All right. So, guys, subscribe and enjoy. I will see you guys when I see you. Deuces.